Grace, mercy, and peace be to you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Last Wednesday, we heard John the Baptist say, "The Father loves the Son and has given all things into his hand." Jesus has all things in his hands, and that includes you and me, dear brothers and sisters in Christ. But the hour has now come. John the Apostle writes, "Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hand, and that he had come from God and was going back to God." Right? Jesus knew all things were in his hands. He knew that he was the only Son of the Father. He knew that he was fully God and at the same time fully man. He knew that he was going back to the Father. He knew it all. He knew that he was about to be betrayed on the very night when he was about to be delivered into the hands of sinful men. So what did Jesus do with his hands on that night? Did he hold them up and say, "Stop," and put an end to what was going to happen? Did he clench his fists ready to fight for his own life? No. He rose from supper, he laid aside his outer garments, and taking a towel, he tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was wrapped around him. The hands of Jesus are capable of great power, capable of miracle upon miracles. What did he do with those divine and holy hands of God? Well, he dressed as a servant and went about washing filthy, dirty feet. Foot washing was an act of service for a people who spend their days walking on dusty and dirty roads and paths. The person who typically did this job was a slave. It was a job that no one really wanted to do. And yet our Lord took up even this task. He brought himself low all the way to the ground, literally. And he took those fatigued and those filthy feet into his hands. All things have been given into his hands, even the feet of his disciples. And he washes them. Jesus said, "If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should do just as I have done to you." Right? The lives of his disciples are to model this way of life. Jesus has given us a model of what real love and service is. Though foot washing had great cultural meaning for the disciples during that time, it probably doesn't carry the same kind of weight or significance to us today. To be clear, Jesus is not telling you today that you literally have to go around and wash people's feet. Jesus did not wash feet to institute a sacrament that forgives sins, but this act shows us the Lord's heart for and service to his people. Now, the Lord has given each of us many gifts, but for the sake of serving our neighbors. I mean, why has the Lord given you this talent or that time or this treasure? It's so that it might be used for the sake of others. The service does not make you more or less worthy before God because of what you do or what you can do, because it's not about us. It's not about our positions, our money, our status, our education. Nor ought we to think along the lines that, well, this form of service is below me. I'll serve on my terms, in the things that I like and when I want to do them. Your life as a disciple who follows Jesus is in loving service to one another. We've got to say, brothers and sisters in Christ, if there was ever anyone on this earth who deserved to be served, it was Jesus. God of God, light of light, very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made. But he has done what only he can do. For he is not merely our example. He is above all our Savior. And what is it that he's done? Well, he has gone all the way to the cross for us. He gave his very life for you. He suffered. He shed his blood. And he died on that cross. All to forgive you of your sins. All to carry our selfish, our greedy, our arrogant, our filthy, dirty sins, which deserve only eternal punishment, to the tree of death, where he defeated it. He conquered it. By his death, he destroyed death. Jesus came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. He did it all for you. He did it because he loves you. As Paul reminds us, our Lord served his disciples in another way with his hands on Holy Thursday. Now, Paul is speaking to a divided people of God who thought that their purpose was to be served. But he draws them back to the service of Jesus for them. It is the service of Jesus that is also for you and for me. That night, he gave thanks. He took into his hands bread. He broke it, and he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And then with those same hands, he took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." This is Jesus' last will and testament before his death. And so these words remain true forever. He served his disciples then, and he serves his disciples today. Now this is the sacrament instituted by Jesus, uniting Jesus' words with the elements of bread and wine and delivering to us the forgiveness of sins. This gift continues. This is the gift of the Lord's service to you that is being offered right here and right now. Jesus is feeding you with his very body and blood, given and shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. And so we merely take Jesus at his words. "This is my body" means this is my body. "This is my blood" means this is my blood. This meal is not about what we are doing, but about what he is doing for us. His body and his blood being handed to you in service to you is his service to you. It is his love shown and given to you. And this love leads you out from this table to follow Jesus' new commandment or mandate to love one another as he has loved us. Having been filled with Jesus, we are to go out from here and love our neighbors, especially those of the household of faith, that we might use our hands to serve them, to love them, to bring Jesus to them. They need to hear what you know today, that Jesus loves them as well. And this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins, Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to love one another. Don't forget, brothers and sisters in Christ, your love for others is not all about you. Having all things in his hand, Jesus served and loved you first. He serves and loves you still. And his love for you never ends. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, who serves and feeds you. Amen.